Today is Friday, February 6th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. An Iowa County traffic stop leads to two arrests. Yesterday evening at approximately 9:28, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18 near King Street in the city of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Cynthia L. Hurlitz, 58, of Avoca, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to manufacture, and the Department of Correction placed a hold. Martina R. Stauffer, 42, of Avoca, was also arrested for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to manufacture. Both individuals were transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the listed charges. A new National Marquette Law School poll finds 60% of adults disapprove of the way federal immigration agents are doing their job. The poll released on Wednesday was conducted after the fatal shooting of Renee Good by ICE agents in Minneapolis, but prior to the shooting deaths of Alex Pretty there last month. Poll results show partisan division, with 80% of Republicans approving of the work of ICE, while 23% of independents and just 5% of Democrats approved. The poll included just over 1,000 adults and was conducted on January 21st through the 28th, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.4 percentage points. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP residents to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Trump administration officials say the change is meant to cut down on fraud. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirement will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has declared highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law is in effect across Wisconsin. The frozen road law allows heavier loads for trucks carrying logs cut crosswise, not including wood chips, and salt and sand for winter maintenance while cold weather allows. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. Wisconsin DOT maintains an interactive map for seasonal weight restrictions, which shows the frozen road boundaries, Class 2 roads, and posted roads. Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, liquid-filled devices under pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads. More information on overweight vehicle permits can be found on the Wisconsin DOT Oversize Overweight Permits webpage. Haulers with specific questions can contact Wisconsin DOT's Oversized Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320 or by calling 608-266-8417 to listen to a recorded message with general information on road restrictions. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. The DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before drinking. During upcoming Sled Safe Weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives. Lawmakers at the Capitol are considering a bill to increase protections around cryptocurrency kiosks. Greenfield resident Karen Schmeling was recently the victim of a crypto kiosk scam and says scammers used emotional manipulation to isolate her and pressure her into depositing her entire checking account into a crypto kiosk, money that was instantly converted and sent away. One of the bill's authors, Representative Patrick Snyder, says scammers often impersonate officials or bank employees to convince victims to send thousands of dollars their way. The bill would require kiosk operators to tighten identity verification, set daily transaction limits, and offer refunds for people who believe they've been scammed. There are more than 700 crypto kiosks across Wisconsin. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Ryan Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. Borgwart was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue his case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and DNR for the 58 days they searched the lake for him. A Milwaukee-based manufacturer is expanding. Rockwell Automation announced yesterday that New Berlin could be the home of a new million-square-foot production facility. It's unclear how many jobs the new location would provide or what will be made there. The company will bring a formal application to New Berlin city officials soon. Rockwell produces factory-controlled systems and switching equipment for industrial production. Wisconsin counties and municipalities are getting a major boost for road work this year. Governor Tony Evers and the State Department of Transportation says more than $151 million has gone out to help repair and maintain local roads and connecting highways. The money comes from the current state budget, which provides the largest general transportation aid funding in Wisconsin's history. Since 2019, the administration reports more than 9,600 miles of roads and 2,400 bridges have been improved statewide. In total, local governments are expected to receive more than $570 million in transportation aid in 2026. You may love AI, but legislation in Wisconsin is looking to keep people from marrying it. Before you say that's ridiculous, consider this. Nearly one-third of U.S. adults report having had an intimate or romantic relationship with an AI system. A public hearing was held Wednesday at the Capitol on legislation to ban marriages between humans and artificial intelligence. AI will also be prohibited from marrying other AI systems. Backers of the bill say it spells out that AI is not human, and the bill would also ban artificial intelligence from owning property or running a corporation. The armed man who shot and killed by Milwaukee police on Tuesday evening is identified. Joshua Whippert's mother told Milwaukee media that her 38-year-old son was shot by officers after he refused to drop his gun. The incident began with a vehicle chase and ended when Whippert stopped the car and fled. Whippert's mother said he then ran to the front porch of her house on Milwaukee's northwest side. After refusing several commands by police to drop the gun, officers fired at Whippert, who was hit and later died at a hospital. Police recovered a firearm at the scene. A 35-year-old passenger who exited Whippert's car before the chase was taken into custody on Wednesday. And Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds voters to check and be sure you have the proper identification needed to vote in the spring primary election on February 17th. Wisconsin driver's license or IDs are the most common form of identification used for voting purposes. A federally compliant real ID card is not required to show at the polls. The Wisconsin Elections Commission notes other forms of identification are valid for voting. such as military or student IDs. To see if a card meets requirements, visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. If you are in need of identification, begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls at wisconsindmv.gov/IDcards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. The first annual Care Like Ryan Trivia Night will be held tomorrow at the Richland Center Community Center. The event was created to honor the memory of Ryan Chambers. Mark Chambers is an organizer of the event.
We wanted to try and do something to be able to keep Ryan's memory and legacy intact. Ryan had some of that trivial knowledge. One of the things that I thought was kind of neat about him is he was a history buff. I had him for an AP US history class, and he would talk about events that happened in history and when they happened. And I'm like, how do you remember that? And so he said, oh, I just memorized the order of the presidents. I said, you did what? So he knew each president in order. And then he said, well, if you know who was president, then you kind of know what was happening at that time. And I'm like, I'm the guy that teaches this stuff. And I'm like, I should have thought of that before you did. So he liked to do some of those kinds of things. And so we thought, you know, kind of what better way to keep his legacy intact and honor him by doing something like this and being able to raise some funds to give back to our community.
Trivia night will be similar to other trivia events. Those interested in taking part in trivia will register the night of the event.
We're going to try and run it like many other trivia nights will go. When they come in to register, you'll get a registration sheet. Fill that out with your team name, team members, so on and so forth, captains and runners and whatever. And then we'll have tickets for you. There are two-part tickets. One part of the ticket will go into a drawing for like door prizes and whatnot. The other one, you'll be able to use the ticket number to bid on the silent auction items that will be available that evening. And the registration is from 6 to 6:30. Trivia will actually start at 7. So that gives folks a little bit of a time to kind of go check out some of the items that are available for the silent auction.
For trivia, there will be teams of up to 8 per table. Cost to take part is $60 per table. Along with trivia and the silent auction, there will also be a beanbag toss and heads or tails. You are welcome to bring your own snacks. There will be soda, water, chips, bracelets, and Scooby socks available for purchase. All funds raised will go to Ryan's Root, which is a charitable organization established in memory of Ryan, who enjoyed helping and caring about others.
His every day was, I want to make sure that I'm able to do something for somebody. One of his coworkers posted something shortly after he passed in 24, and she said, I stopped to grab a coffee, and there was this sign in the shop at this coffee shop, and she wrote, Ryan was exactly that ripple we all need in life, and it says, remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. And so she recognized that and said, that was him, and I can't disagree with that at all. That was him. He had a knack for trying to lift other people up. And so we want to keep that going. Make that continue. Give that a voice. Give that a place.
All are welcome to take part in the first annual Care Like Ryan Trivia Night tomorrow night at the Richland Center Community Center. Registration will be from 6 to 6:30 with trivia from 7 to 9. If you would like more information or if you would like to donate to the silent auction, you can contact Mark Chambers at 608-341-7002, or you can contact Mark on his Facebook page. Following 13 separate incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin County Highway Association are urging motorists to give snowplows plenty of space while crews work to keep roads safe during winter weather. According to WCHA, 13 county highway department snowplows have been struck so far this winter. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawnee, Waukesha, and Wood counties. In many cases, snowplows are struck from behind, highlighting the need for drivers to remain alert and adjust their driving behavior in winter conditions. The crashes resulted in vehicle damage and forced several plows out of service, reducing the county highway department's ability to clear roads efficiently. Snowplows travel at slower speeds to effectively apply liquid brine or road salt and clear the lane of snow and ice. Following too closely or attempting to pass on active plow puts drivers and plow operators at serious risk. Snowplows have flashing amber or green warning lights to increase safety, enhance driver awareness, and improve visibility of maintenance vehicles. Drivers are reminded to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake, especially in slick conditions. Most traffic crashes in winter are caused by drivers going too fast for conditions. Posted speed limits apply when travel conditions are ideal. Slow down when roads are slick or visibility is reduced. Give space and stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you can see the plow's mirrors, the drivers can see you. If you must pass a snowplow, be careful. Snowplows often create a cloud of snow that can obscure vision. Road conditions in front of the plow are likely worse. Don't be overconfident if you operate a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle. Those vehicles still require a considerable distance to stop on slick roads. Know before you go with 511WI.gov or the free 511 Wisconsin mobile app to check road conditions, live video from traffic cameras, and possible incidents. During major winter storms, postpone or cancel your trip. Stranded motorists and vehicles become hazards that interfere with snow removal efforts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting nominations for the 2025 Hunter Education Instructor of the Year, Hunter Education Group of the Year, and Archery Education Instructor of the Year awards. Current hunter and archery education instructors and hunter education groups that have significantly advanced hunter safety on a voluntary basis through extraordinary services are eligible to be nominated. Extraordinary service can come in various forms, including recruiting new instructors, recruiting new students or hunters, the volume of courses taught, or involvement in other activities in their community related to hunter education. To nominate an individual or group, download the nomination form on the DNR's volunteer webpage and email the completed form to dnrlesafety@wisconsin.gov by February 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through February 23rd. The Meat Processor Grant Program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Eligible applicants must operate a meat processing establishment in Wisconsin licensed by DATCAP or the U.S. Department of Agriculture and be engaged in livestock harvest or meat processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production with the goal of increasing harvest or production by 20%. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment, and equipment installation. DATCAP will award grants up to $50,000 for projects that last up to 2 years and help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors must put a match of 100% of the grant amount. The selection process is competitive, and $700,000 available for the 2026 grant program. Access the grant application and materials at datcap.wi.gov. Questions related to the grant application can be submitted to datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress invites you to take part in the annual spring hearing process. The WCC is an independent organization of residents that advise the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the WCC. Resolutions must be of statewide impact, practical, achievable, and reasonable, and be within the mission and vision of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Resolutions will be accepted until February 9th. You may submit no more than 2 resolutions per year. Those interested in submitting a resolution are encouraged to reach out to the Resolution Review Committee on their WCC County Chair for guidance in drafting a resolution. Additional tips on preparing a resolution are available on the WCC and DNR's spring hearings webpage. Today's winners of $100 in the Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is John Cosgrove and Marty Shell of Richland Center on ticket number 728.